aren't going to get what I'm trying to say unless the Holy Spirit interprets it to you. Like, in other words, I can't say it, so it's going to have to be the Holy Spirit. And I love it. We've been focusing on this for a while, and I'm still focusing on it. You know, Jesus paid it all, right? I mean, He's the center of our universe. He's the center of the world. He's the one who created everything, who sustains everything. He's the beginning and the end of all things. And I really do like it. And so I want to look at some scripture today. We've been talking about our identity. You know, that matters. It matters that you know who you are. It matters that you know what Jesus accomplished on the cross and through His resurrection. And we've been looking at that, and I want to talk about it in a practical way, in a way that'll make sense to you and will make a difference in your life. It'll really make a difference in your life. And I just want to tell you this. And this is where I started when God started speaking to me about this stuff years and years ago. Romans 1:16 became like put in lead in my head. You know, I can't get it out of my head. It says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith as it is written." So we know that. Where does righteousness come from? Faith. It all comes from faith. And the thing I want us to focus on is this. When we were talking to people at Cabot Fest yesterday, and when you're talking to your family, when you're living your life, the gospel, what that means, that word means, is good news. Good news. Jesus is the best news you'll ever hear. And so often, I think many of us have come to a place where we're like, well, He's not that good of news. He makes me feel bad, and I'm scared of going to hell, and I'm not meeting all of His expectations, and there's this accusing voice in my mind. And guys, I want to tell you, Jesus is good news. The gospel is good news, and when we share with people, we invite them into something that'll be good. He's good, and that's what we're looking at right now, and I want us to look at some verses about that today. And it says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed." The righteousness of God is from faith to faith. Another, what it actually says is, faith comes from God to us. It's from faith to faith. Like, when you see God, when you begin to believe in what Jesus has done for you and who He says you are and what He says about the world, when you begin to believe that, the faith that it takes to believe that came from Him. It's His faith. He gives us faith. It's not my faith. It's not your faith. It's Jesus' faith. And it's from faith to faith. And so all of a sudden, this faith comes out from outside of me, from Jesus, and is ignited inside of me, and it becomes my reaction to Him. So today I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to react by faith to what He gives you faith about. That makes sense, right? That's why y'all need the Holy Spirit. This isn't going to make sense without Him. I mean, I very seldom make sense anyway, but it's really, really difficult today. And guys, you need to ask God, "God, I want to see. Don't you want to believe?" And it's good news. And so I want to look at some passages today, and there's some pretty long ones, so you have to focus really hard, okay? Don't go ADHD, DDH, OCD, all those D things. Don't do that this morning. Focus. Slap yourself if you start unfocusing, okay? Lexi, you don't get to flat slap people. She walked right behind somebody and went, whack! I'm like, slap yourself, Lexi. 2 Corinthians 5:14, out of the New King James Version, right? "For the love of Christ compels us." Now, we're going to look at this deeply, okay? It's the love of Christ that initiates stuff inside of you. Why do you even go to church? Why do you worship? Why do you pray? What is it inside of you? It's the love of Christ that compels you. It's an inner compulsion. It's like having a stomach virus. That's an inner compulsion. You can't stop. That was funny, it's really funny. You can't stop it. Well, that's what the love of Christ is. It's just as powerful as that inside of us. And it compels us, Paul said, "because we judge thus." And this is what's hard to understand, and I'm going to pray. I'm praying, God, help us get it. He says, this is how we judge. if one died for all, then all died. All. You're all. Y'all are all, right? And he died for all, Jesus died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Well, that sounds like a requirement. It's actually a gift. It's gift. It's not a requirement. It's a gift from God. You live for him. And it's happening inside of you. Therefore, from now on, Paul said, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we've known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Now that's good news. You're not who your past says you are. You're not what you did. You're not what the accuser of the brethren says you are. God says you're a new creation. Listen, I want to be a new creation. There are things in my past I want to be dead. I'm a new creation. Not because of what I did, but because of what he did. And that's where faith comes in. Do you believe? You know, it's therefore, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Is there anybody in here besides me that needs some old stuff to pass away? You know, I'm not talking about your relatives. I'm talking about, you know, your stuff. Stuff you said, stuff you did, stuff you thought. I want that old stuff to pass away. At Philip Isaac's funeral Monday, I was like, I saw a bunch of people I ran with when I was running on the wrong side of the tracks. And I think most of them had brain damage, so most of them probably don't remember what we did. But I need that old stuff to pass away. I need that old Alan to pass away. And you know what? The old Alan that was here yesterday, I need it to pass away. And Jesus said it did, that I'm a new creation. So do you believe you're a new creation? Are you still focusing on the old stuff? Are you still listening to what the world says about you? Are you still listening to what the accuser says about you in your own heart? So, verse 18, now all things are of God. Of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. So you know who fixed you? God did through Jesus Christ. It's his deal. This is his deal. That's like, you know, do you believe him? Do you believe he really fixed you? Or do you still believe that you're the old man? But he said that he did that. And now, this is a crazy thing. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. When you're out talking to your family, your friends, when you were out in Cabot Fest yesterday, you're a part of bringing people to the reality of what Jesus has done for them. This is good news. Jesus paid for all of your sin. That's what the scripture says. You've been reconciled to God by Jesus Christ. Yeah? It's good. I know. I mean, I'm pretty happy about it myself. It is good. And we just don't think about it. And now we're ambassadors. It's as though God were pleading through us. Like, Alan, why do you keep talking about who we are and what Jesus did for us? Because I have been commissioned to do this. I have one job, and it's not to point out your sin, it's to point out the grace of God in your life. You are not who you were. You're not in bondage to who you were. You're not limited to who you were. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And he's a good guy, right? I mean, I'm like, well, Alan, that's all you ever talk about. Yeah? I'm under compulsion to talk about how good he is. Not how bad you are. Your bad ain't as good as his, ain't as bad as his good. You're not that bad. You may think you're bad, you know, you ain't that bad. Jesus is way badder than you are. Right? He carries a big stick. Big stick. And he says, that stuff in your past from this moment back is dead. It died with him. So why do we keep bringing it up? Well, because the stinking devil puts it in our head all the time. I'm trying to think of something the devil brought up to me. You know, it happens all the time, though, doesn't it? Like, does anybody here besides me need to leave something in the past that was in the past? Like, before right now? We all do. I don't want that anymore. I mean, I love seeing all those people at Philip's funeral that I haven't seen in 40 years. But when I saw them, I was like, you know, it's like this long list. You know, because they all talked about how Philip was an old alcoholic redneck and how many fights he got into and stuff. And I'm like, Philip was scared of me. I'm glad they didn't talk about that. I didn't tell any of them that I was there with them. You know, it's like, I don't want to live there. I'm dead to that. So, okay, I want to read this again. Now, this is out of what has become my favorite translation of the Bible. Many of you have never heard of it. It's called the Mirror Translation. It's a Bible. It's the most in-depth translation of the Bible I've ever seen in my 50 years of walking with Jesus. And I just want to read you the same passage out of the Mirror. And it gives it more explanation of what those words mean. I love this first part. You know, the love of Christ resonates within us and leaves us with only one conclusion. You know what that word resonate means? Why that he translated that? Because I looked at it in Greek. It's like this. It's like when something resonates, it's already in me. There's a vibration in my chest, in my heart. And when another vibration connects with this vibration, it just starts going like that. And that's what happens to us when we hear the gospel. It's like, you know why God's word, why the scripture, why this resonates in you? Because you were created in his image. That's who you, that's your DNA. Your DNA is not the devil. The devil was created angel. It's not even created in God's image. You were created in God's image. And there's something in me that draws me to him when I sense that vibration. You're something in your chest that's drawing you to God. It resonates within you. And it leaves you with only one conclusion. Here's the conclusion, Paul said. Jesus died mankind's death. Therefore, in God's logic, every individual simultaneously died. Now, in God's logic, in your logic, you got to be good enough. In your logic, you deserve this. In your logic, you pay for your mistakes. That's human logic. That's humanistic thinking. In God's logic, when Jesus died, all of humanity died with him. Now, that's God's logic. I choose him. Well, Alan, I choose him. I choose God's logic. Now, if all were included in his death, they were equally included in his resurrection. Do you realize what that's saying? That when Jesus died, he died physically, right? He died on the cross. And they put him in a hole in the ground. And he had already told them, they didn't get it. Well, they sort of got it because they put guards in front of the stone, right, to keep them from taking Jesus out, and because they thought Jesus would try to fake everybody out. So they tried to keep him in the dirt. You know what? There's a lot of stuff trying to keep you in the grave too. And it's our thoughts. It's the accuser. It's every mistake you've ever made. It's everything you've ever lost. That's what's keeping you. That's what keeps us in the grave. And you know what? You know what happened? We keep hearing about this, and I'll just say it. We keep hearing about this, that there's going to be great earthquakes and God's going to come and destroy the world. I want to tell you, there was a great earthquake, and the greatest earthquake the world has ever known happened 2,000 years ago when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and the ground couldn't hold him anymore. And now the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says that you're resurrected with him. You know how many earthquakes there's going to be when we all get resurrected with him? It's going to shake the world like the world's never seen. And the world is crying out, waiting for the sons and daughters of God to be revealed, which is me and you. You know our problem? We don't know that we've got money in that checking account. The God of this world has blinded our eyes and has made us judge ourselves by the flesh by what we did, what we said, what we didn't do. And we judge ourselves by the flesh. You know what? We're no different than Peter. Peter did great walking on that water at first. And then all of a sudden, he started looking at the storm. The water started coming up, or Peter started going down, right? Guys, I want to tell you, there's 1,000 things trying to tell you that you're different than him. You know, we even say it, don't we say it? Well, that was Jesus. I'm just human. That's not true. Jesus says that you are his child, that he's adopted you into his family, that he's made you righteous, that he's cleansed you, that he's paid for your sin. Jesus said that you're a brother, that you're seated with him on a throne in heaven. That's what Jesus says. And I'm just trying to wake me up and you up to the reality of who you are and who we are in Christ. In Christ, this is who you are. I know who you are in Christ. And you know what? Jesus said the things he did, all the things he did, those same things you're going to do and even greater than these. So Peter got scared and started looking at the facts, and he started sinking again. And then, of course, Jesus picked him up, and they got in the boat. Guys, God's created water for you to walk on. He's created storms for you to steal. He's created situations that we are there to bring God's life into those situations. He's poured his life into you. There's a well of water gushing up inside of us that we are to pour out into the world today. And just like Jesus did. So he goes on to say, if we're all included in his death, then we're equally included in his resurrection. I love the way he says this. This unveiling of his love redefines human life. Whatever reference we could have of ourselves outside of our association with Christ, whatever you think of yourself outside of your association with Christ, right, is no longer relevant. So what's in your mind that keeps coming? What do you keep thinking? I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough experience. I've messed up too much. I'm not a tall white guy with gray hair. I don't know, whatever it is, however you judge yourself, right? Here's the deal. Only Jesus could say this. It's of no relevance. It's no longer relevant. What the enemy's telling you about yourself is no longer relevant. Not anymore. Therefore, because of this, what Paul just said, from now on, I no longer know anyone according to the flesh. I no longer see people from a human point of view. What? What a beautiful way to live. I believe more in what Jesus did for you than what you might be doing in front of me. I believe more in what Jesus did for you. If he made you righteous even though you're acting the fool. If he made you holy, if he put his spirit in you that can raise the dead, even though you pray for the sick and nothing happens, I believe in what Jesus did inside of you. And you're just in process. You're still growing. You know what? Harvey, I don't know how he's going to bat Wednesday night, but I bet people get healed. And I bet he'll make us pray for people too. And people will get healed. And you know what? Not everybody will get healed. That's okay. But we're getting there. And you know what? Jesus said what's being done in heaven is going to be done on earth. And so you know what? One day we're going to get there. Because in heaven there's no sickness. There's no disease. There's no brokenness. There's no anger. There's no addictions. There's no anxiety disorders. Not in heaven. Still here there are. Not in heaven, guys, and God has called us to bring heaven to earth. That's our call. So now Paul said, I don't know anyone according to the flesh. I no longer see people from a human point of view. What a great way to live. When we were at Cabot Fest yesterday, we saw every variety of people there is in the world. We saw them yesterday, and they're all wonderful. They may not smell wonderful. They may not look wonderful. And they may take a whole handful of the things we're giving away. I slapped a kid's hand. I said, one. One. I did not. I gave him more. I was like, take them all. I don't even like this stuff. You know, it's from a human point of view. Isn't that radical? Would that be the most radical thing that ever happened to you if you left here today and you never looked at anyone according to the flesh anymore from a human perspective? See, that's the emphasis. You're not just human. I'm not just a human. I am with Christ. When you look at me, you're looking at Jesus Christ, and you're looking at the Father and the Holy Ghost all inside of one vessel. That's who I am. And when I look at you, you're the same way. Wouldn't that be something if you couldn't stop looking at people without judging yourself or them? So, no label that could possibly previously identify someone carries any further significance. No more Jew. No more Gentile. I'm sorry, get over it. I really am sorry. There's no difference in any race. And if you're mad at me, that's okay. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. There's no difference in any race, any color, any gender. There's no difference. Any socioeconomic status, no difference. I mean, if you help us put the stuff up outside, there's a difference. You get blessed more. But other than that, there's no difference. No, there's no difference. Those of you who worked like dogs yesterday at Cabot Fest, y'all are blessed. Those of you who had other things to do, y'all are blessed too. Isn't that something? I mean, I actually would have enjoyed it, though. I enjoyed summer was sweating like a something. It was hot, wasn't it? Yeah, and Amy wasn't sweating. Amy just glistens when it gets really hot. She doesn't sweat. But I was sweating like a pig. But listen, guys, there's no difference. That's what Jesus is saying. Isn't this good news? You can say this to anybody in the world. You know why? Because of what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did. He took on human flesh. And he was born a baby and lived just like we live, and he grew just like we grow, and he set us free so that we could become sons and daughters of God. That's what Jesus did. And all you have to do, I can't explain this, you have to ask God, all you have to do is believe. That's the work of God. It's from faith to faith. And that first faith is the source. The second faith is the results of the source. So we don't even get to create the faith in us. So if you're getting this inside right now, it's not you. It's the Holy Spirit. And it's not me. Like, I don't know. But I know that my life has changed since I've started grasping and believing what the Bible says about me. The very first step was when I believed, you know, Jesus, you died for my sins, so I don't have to go to hell, because I know I'm busting hell wide open, and I don't want to go there and live in this eternal torment. And I gave my life to Jesus, scared to death. I think I was 11 when I did that. And I remember I was in a Baptist church, and those are really good at that. And there was they have these wooden pews that we sat in, and I'm 11 years old, and I don't know, it seems like there was 1,000 people there, but I think there's only 100. But I'm holding that, you know, that wood on the top of the pews that has a little round thing. I'm holding it, and I ain't letting go. But I know I'm going to hell. And that preacher, he could paint a picture. You could smell. You could feel the flames, right? I didn't know that Jesus had already died for my sin. So I was like, they said, listen, if you believe this, you won't go to hell. And it took 27 invitation song, Just As I Am. Y'all remember that song? Just as I am without one plea. It's in my head. I got all 8 verses memorized. I finally, after about, I don't know how many times they went through that song, let go of that wood and went down front and said, I believe. And something changed in me. Guys, today God's asking you to believe. But you know what salvation is, that first belief? it's just the beginning. See, I didn't know that. You know why I study Scripture? Is to find out other things I need to believe. Like I'm a son. Like I'm an heir. Like I carry the power of God to cast out demons and to raise the dead and to heal the sick and to set people free. I want to read those things. I read those things in Scriptures. I'm like, Jesus, you that's me. It's the same thing when I believe that was me that could accept Jesus' blood for me. Guys, now Jesus wants you to take another step. You see, I think a long time the spirit of religion has tried to keep us from believing. It just wants us to stay right there. We're all going to heaven, but hell on earth, baby. On earth, your life is determined by your chemical makeup in your body or whatever, your trauma that happened in the past or your abilities or your inabilities. And you live in this demonic world that leaves you living in hell, waiting to go to heaven. And the whole time Jesus said, would you guys pray that God's will being done in heaven will be done on earth? You don't have to wait to heaven. You can be happy here. And now, you can be free from drugs here and now. You can have a life supplied with resources. You got a daddy that's got a big fat checkbook. Yeah. If you believe. You know what? It's true whether you believe it or not. But when you believe, the power of God's released in your life where it's become true now. And so now, why do people get healed? Because we're crazy enough to believe that Jesus will heal when we pray. Even if it doesn't happen 100 times, we'll pray 101. We're crazy enough. Well, you're stupid. It's faith. It's faith. I believe him. And I believe what he says in Scripture. So it's a radical, most defining moment. No label can possibly previously identify someone that no label carries any further significance for you. Get rid of your labels. You have one label, Son of God, redeemed, righteous, holy, a part of the family, blessed in the country and in the city. That's your label now. And even our pet doctrines of Christ are redefined. Yeah, we've got pet doctrines. We all have things we believe because we've been taught that aren't from the Scripture. Whatever we knew about him, Jesus, historically or sentimentally, is challenged by this conclusion. So guys, today we get to tell a bunch of people good news. We get to serve them. We get to love them. The truth is that God said when you give, it's given back to you, pressed down and shaken together to good measure, overflowing. You know why it's overflowing? Not for me, not for you. It's for everybody else. If God gives you more money, it's to bless others. If God gives you peace, it's to give to others. You've been called to bless people. And I love that even yesterday at the Cabot Fest, and there were thousands of people, we got to pass the joy that we have on to 1,000 people. And we did. And it was fun, you know. And it's what we're created for. Guys, you need to get everything Jesus has for you so that you can give it to your friends. So this afternoon, 4:30, you know, we're going to be meeting people and playing games and eating hot dogs and chili. And the truth is, what you're going to be doing is sharing the love and the life and the peace that God's given you with people who didn't earn it, don't deserve it. We're going to be sharing and giving it away. It's what God called us to do. We have good news. So when you invite people to come here, they're going to hear good news. They're going to hear it. And someday I'll get off of preaching on this, but it may be a while because I'm still trying to get it. I have 50 years of the other stuff. You know, it's in my head. But guys, I want to tell you, he's good. The best decision I ever made was following Jesus. And I'm so glad that old me died with him. it's done. I don't want to bring it up anymore. I don't. Guys, you don't have to bring it up. If people bring it up to you, you tell them, just tell them up front, that's not me. That was me, but that ain't me. Yeah, but this was last week. I know, that's not me now. Well, I did do that. Yeah, I was rude. I was mean. Yeah, but that's not who I am inside. Who I am inside is born again, raised, delivered, set free. I love, and I'm patient, and I'm kind. That's who I am. So this morning, I just want to invite you to begin this journey with us, you know. It's like when life hits you in between the eyes, I want you to remember who you are. Remember who you are. Think about it. Before you mouth off, before you blow up, before you get depressed, remember who you are. And then once you remember, guess what? This is the hardest thing in the world. Then believe. You know, I think it's the hardest thing in the world because it's the most powerful thing in the world. And when you believe, when you remember who you are and you believe it, the Holy Spirit releases His power in your life. And, you know, I love it. God gives us super abundantly above and beyond anything we can think or imagine. You can be patient. You can be kind. You can have the energy to give all from Him, all coming from Him. Amen. All right, so let's stand up, if you will. Thank you guys have been so patient. Y'all were like, I think you all got it. If you didn't get it, come up here and let us lay hands on you. Because it'll take a supernatural act of God, right? So we'd love to pray for you. We got a prayer team, Harvey? Yeah? Oh, we do, Miss Vicki. Yeah, are you by yourself?
No. Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill, okay. And Tyler and what's your name, young lady? Miss Baker. Miss Baker, right? If you need patience, she's probably the best patience person I know. Have y'all met her husband, Peter? God bless you. I love Peter. So we're going to pray and be dismissed. This afternoon, we're going to get busy. It'll be a blast. We're going to set up the blow-ups this afternoon and all. We have to move tables and chairs and all that stuff. And we're going to build a Gaga pit. All the young kids know what Gaga ball is. All of us old people don't. Yeah, Daniel and Eli, they know. Y'all can ask them. It'll be fun, okay? So, Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you for the weekend. And God, ask for supernatural strength for all of us, for everybody. God, even all around at all the churches today and the whole city and region around Cabot, God, people are tired. So, God, we just ask for your supernatural anointing on moms and dads and, God, that we would be able to show Jesus to everybody we see. So we just thank you, King. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you for coming. Missy, I threw Peter under the bus. He deserves it.